Thank you, God. Good morning, Father, this morning. Good morning, Son. Good morning, Holy Spirit. God, our help in ages past, our shelter from the stormy blast, our God who sits high but looks low, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, O Lord, our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those, O God, who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine, O God, is the glory, forever, forever, forever. Amen, amen, amen. Good morning, God. Good morning, people of God, this morning. We bless the Lord, O our soul, and all that is within us. We bless his holy name this morning, for he has done great things. Excuse me. He has done wonderful things. The Lord our God has done mighty, mighty, mighty good things. God is great this morning. He is a provider for us this morning. God is always giving to us, seeing about us, providing for us. And I want you to know this morning that the provider this morning is going to make everything all right. Give a listen to Savannah Community Choir. He will make everything all right. Amen, amen. And we're thinking about Sister Ruby Diamond Jenkins, the composer of this song this morning. Yes. Yes, God.
All right.
Yes, God.
sing. All right, all right.
Yes, God, yes, God. Yes, yes, he will. He will, he does, he has, he'll make everything. Yes. Come on, give him a praise with me this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Great is, oh my God. Oh, great are your wondrous works. God will make everything all right this morning. We have to tell you that when God makes it all right, it stays all right. Do you know that the provisions that God provides for us, the things that he does, God's provisions still work. No matter when he gave them to you, God's provisions still work this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Let us thank you. If you will join me in our mission, in our vision this morning, so we can dive into this word this morning. And our mission reminds us of this thing: to foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and what? Fellowship. Rhema, remember, we will live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. Somebody say, living in excellence, we walk in expectation. Amen. Thank you, God. God will provide. Amen. And when God provides, he makes everything all right. When God gives to us, he makes all things well. Amen. And God is a God who is able to make all things new, even the old things. He is able to make them new. God's provisions this morning still work. Whatever he provided you with, I don't care how long ago it was, when it was, excuse me, God's provisions still work this morning. God's provisions still work this morning. Yes, Lord. God's provisions still work. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. What God provides for us, you see, never runs out. Oh my goodness, did you get that? What God provides for us never runs out. If God provided you with safe shelter, if God provided you with love this morning, if God provided you with peace of mind this morning, his provisions don't run out. God's provisions still work. And somebody needed to be reminded of that this morning. Even if God gave you peace of mind 25 years ago, guess what? That peace of mind still works. God's provisions are everlasting to everlasting. What God provides is not temporary. What God provides cannot be corrupted. What God provides cannot deteriorate. What God provides cannot be tainted by rust or the elements of the earth. What God provides, you see, many things are deteriorated as they stay and you keep them. But the provisions of God still work. God gives exceedingly and abundantly above the things that we even think about or the things that we ask him. And he's been doing that from generation to generation. God has been doing that thing called providing since the beginning of the earth. Amen. Since this world began. Thank you, Lord. We're going to look at Genesis 22 this morning. And we also want to look at Philippians 4 this morning as well. So let's start with Genesis 22. Amen. And we're looking at, thank you, God. We're looking at, thank you, Lord, verses 10, excuse me, through 14 to start off. We're looking at verses 10 through 14. Thank you, Lord. Genesis 22, verses 10 through 14. And the verses say, and Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of Jehovah called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of Jehovah it shall be provided. Oh my God, God's provisions still work. God's provisions still work, I tell you. Jehovah Jireh, the place where God will and has provided. Let's look at Jehovah Jireh closely this morning. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. That's what Jireh means, that the Lord God will provide. The Lord will provide. And this has many meanings. See, God is complex, you see. God is not simple. God is multifaceted. God is omniscient and omnipotent. He's omnipresent. The Lord will provide in every situation and in everything we need. When we look at Jireh this morning, and we look at the multiple meanings that Jireh can have, and this is just some of them, we think about things as abundance. Jireh, God will provide abundantly to us. We think about to bless. God blesses us. See, these are provisions that we need. To prosper, God causes us to prosper. When we prosper, we must remember these things come from who? Jehovah Jireh. When we gain success, we must remember that these things are provided to us from Jehovah Jireh. Sustenance, we're able to sustain and be kept. Oh, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Fulfillment. You see, we look to be fulfilled from many things in the earth, but God is he who provides our fulfillment. When we are fulfilled, we are satisfied. Amen? Jehovah Jireh, he provides protection. He provides shelter. He is gracious. You see, he provides graciousness. He is gracious and he is great and greatly to be praised because of these things. God provides, you see, enjoyment. Enjoyment doesn't come from the movies we go to see, from the people we chat with. The enjoyment is provided to us from God. Amen. Jehovah Jireh provides rain in the dryness of the earth. Amen. He provides rain in the dryness of the earth. Jehovah Jireh will provide revival when we fall off. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. He will provide a revival for us. He will bring, to revive means to relift, amen, to reiterate, to relive, amen, to regain strength. When he revives us, he brings us from that dry place up to a wetland, amen, a land that is plentiful. Oh my God, Jehovah Jireh, our provider. See, there are so many ways that you can think of God. In that name, under that name, in that position, Jireh provider, God will what? Provide. And when we look at, amen, when we go back and we look at, excuse me, Genesis, and we look at those verses that we read in your hearing, and we think about Abraham, and let us bring you up to speed to what those verses are talking about. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. You see, Abraham had already followed God's instructions to take his son whom he waited till he was an old man to gain, his son Isaac, to take him up to the mountain with him because there was to be a sacrifice. Amen. And you know us because we didn't, you know, Abraham at that time knew that sacrifices meant that there had to be a blood sacrifice. And what he understood was, God didn't tell me to take a sheep. He didn't tell me to take a goat. He didn't tell me to take a lamb, anything that I normally would sacrifice. So when Abraham took his son to the mountaintop, you see, when he took him to that altar to sacrifice, he knew that God wanted him to take Isaac as the ultimate sacrifice. But because of his obedience, God provided, amen, because of his obedience. See, when God doesn't come through for us, sometimes maybe we are not being as obedient as we need to be. And when he set his son up to sacrifice him, it says the angel of Jehovah called out from heaven. You see, when the angel spoke, they spoke with the voice of God. The angel of Jehovah called unto him and said, Abraham, Abraham, here am I. When Abraham lifted up his eyes, the angel told him, do not touch a hand, lay a hand on your lad. Don't lay a hand on your son. Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac through a blood sacrifice. Now, in order to get that blood, he was going to have to slaughter him. Come on. But the angel of the Lord called out with the voice of God and told him to stop. And do you know why? He said, because I see that you fear me. In other words, you're not scared of me like a monster, Abraham, but you reverence me in your spirit. You reverence me. You fear me in a healthy manner. And thus said the Lord at that time, don't lay a hand on your son. God will provide. And God provided. Now, let me talk about that ram in the bush that's coming up. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. God provided a sacrifice. Because, listen, when God said that something has to happen, guess what? It has to happen. And that sacrifice had to take place. God didn't change his mind about the sacrifice. God just wanted to make sure Abraham's mind was where God needed it to be. And God provided the sacrifice instead of him having to take his son. I hope you didn't miss that. Now, many people for years I've heard say, oh, God provided a ram in the bush. You don't want to be somebody ram in the bush, because that means you got to be a sacrifice. When things go on and then somebody come in, God provide. No. Get the gist of the scripture, you see, because that ram had to be slaughtered. That ram had to give up some things. Are you ready to be the ram? Are you ready to give up your life? That ram had to give up its very life. Christ gave up his very life for us. Are you ready to be the sacrifice? Come on. God's provisions still work. Even as God provided for Abraham on that day, do you understand this thing, that God will provide even when you need to give up a sacrifice? Oh my God, I don't know where God is going with this. I'm going to move to tithes for just a moment. That wasn't even in here this morning. But when we tithe and we give offerings unto the Lord, we sacrifice. Do you know that God will replenish that which you plan to sacrifice? If you just plan to give it up, he'll allow you to give it up. And guess what? He'll provide. He'll mess around and put more in there than you need before you can even sacrifice. Just trust the God, the Lord, on that. God's provisions still work. Let's go to Philippians 4 for just a moment. We're going to go to Philippians 4, the 10th through the 19th verses. Thank you, Lord. We're going to go to Philippians 4, the 10th through the 19th verses. And the word of God says in that, thank you, Lord. I'm sorry, I'm going the 11th through the 13th verses. Amen. I can read the 10th in your hearing. Just listen for a minute. It says, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. And that's all talking about to the Philippians about doing certain things. Amen. But in the 11th verse, he says, not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be what? Content. God's provisions still work. I know how to be brought low, Paul says, and I know how to what? Abound. Come up out of that thing. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. That 13th verse says, I can do all things through him, Christ, who strengthens me. Now, let's go to the 18th and the 19th verses. Thank you, Lord. I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, the word of God for the people of God. Amen. So as we look at Paul in these particular scriptures, what we see is that he is rejoicing in God regardless of what he has or he doesn't have. Paul understood God's provision still worked. God was still working things out for him. He was denied. He was, oh my God, he was without, and the people were providing for him. They were sending things to him. He said, I received full payment. I've gotten everything y'all sent for me. Listen, but before he got to that, he says, I'm not speaking that I'm in need. For I've learned in whatever situation, how many times have we heard that? Whatever you're going through, whatever the situation is, remember this from Pastor. Thank God for the now. N-O-W, capitalized, bold print, underlined, exclamation marks. Thank God for the now. And that's what he's saying here. In whatever situation I'm in, whatever circumstance I'm going through, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Because when I'm facing these things, I remember that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Get the gist of that scripture this morning. I can face things and be hungry through Christ who strengthens me. I can face things in need through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, come on. I can do all things. I can go through sickness, oh my God, through Christ who strengthens me. I can, oh my God, face defeat. Oh, be quiet, because I can do it through Christ who strengthens me. I can go through disruptions in my home. Why? Because I can do it through Christ who strengthens me. I can face being laid off my job. Why? Because I can do it through Christ who strengthens me. I can understand and remember that God did it before and he will do it again. God's provisions still work. I can remember that God brought me through the last time so I can get through this time because God's provisions still work. He gave me strength before. He provided me with what I needed. Guess what? That provision of strength he gave me before, it still works. That provision of humility, God, you gave me before, it still works. That provision of patience that you placed in me before, God, when it seems like all hope was gone, all things were lost, God, your provisions still work for me. My God. My God. Let me tell you that in the midst of those scriptures, even Paul talked about, he reminded the people that they were kind to him and they shared in his trouble. Oh my God, he says, you Philippians yourselves, listen, know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, he said, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving. Nobody wanted anything to do with me. Oh my God, but he remembers he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him. When you feel all alone, remember God's provisions still work. Guess what the greatest provision is he gave? He gave us Christ Jesus. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ, him who strengthens me. Him who strengthens me. Not my vitamins, not the food that I am nourished with, but it is Christ who what? Strengthens me. He is my provider. He is my provider. Jehovah Jireh, my provider. My provider. And Paul reminds them, listen, when we look at these scriptures, what we need to see is that Paul is leaving a blessing on these people. Because of them providing for him, he says, I have received full payment and more. I am well supplied. Having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent, I have received everything that you sent for me, from fragrant offerings to a sacrifice acceptable, and what you sent was pleasing to God. And then he leaves them with the blessings. He says, and my God, see, you gotta bless. Sometimes to get our blessing, we've got to be a blessing. Amen. Sometimes to get our blessing, we've got to be a blessing. He says, my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. These people weren't looking to be blessed by God, but Paul left that blessing on them. Amen. Because God, Christ had given him that power. Do you know that you have the power in you if you are filled with the Holy Spirit? If you are saved, sanctified, you believe in God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, you have power because power was left with you. Amen. God gave us power. Christ gave us power. Do you know you have power that you can speak blessings over others? You can, oh my God, pray blessings over others. To get our blessing many times, we have to bless somebody else. And don't you hinder the blessings of others by denying the things that they offer to do for you. Amen. Make sure it's with a clean heart and with righteous hands. But when people, I'm good. I don't need it. But God had to teach me through the word, through other prophets and pastors and preachers and teachers and reading, that sometimes when I was denying that person from blessing me, I was denying them from doing what God had sent them to do. Amen? Amen. Sometimes to get our blessing, we've got to be a blessing. God's provisions still work. And Paul ends this thing and he says to them in that 20th verse, I just want you to hear this. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. You see, he made sure that whatever blessing he bestowed upon those people, he made sure that whatever he received those people, that God got the glory for it. And when we give God the glory, when we make sure that God is acknowledged in everything we say, everything we do, everything we gain, you got that law degree, you better give God some glory. You've got your diploma from high school, you better give God some glory. Your child was born, oh my God, with 10 fingers, 10 toes, you better give God some glory. Your child, oh God, is growing up without having to go to child psychologists and counseling, you better give God some glory. Folks, there are some people that need to understand that the provisions that God made long ago, those provisions still work. The promises that he made to Abraham, those promises are our provisions and they still work. The things that he took David and brought David through and out, those provisions that God made for him, they still work for us. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus. The provisions. Y'all know I got to bring up my three brothers that God provided in the midst of fire for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those provisions of keeping us from burning up, they still work. Come on, God. Oh, my God, the provisions that God made. Even in your ancestors, whoever they are, wherever they are, whether they were enslaved or, oh my God, they were on the top. Understand this. God's provisions still work. God is a provider of man. God is the only provider. Oh my God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Y'all go ahead and give God a praise a moment. Thank you, God. Luke 12 and 24, I've got some scriptures I just want you to hear. I just want them to hear them, Elder. Consider the ravens. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lord. Hold on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Consider the ravens, it says, Luke 12 and 24. Write it down. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn. And yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? Oh, God will provide. He will provide in your storehouse. He will provide to your table. He will provide in your refrigerator. He will provide to your cupboards. He will provide food for your children and your household. Consider the ravens, it says. They neither sow nor reap. They can't sow up and, oh my God, they can't, oh my God. The word says, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. The raven can't sow nor reap, but they're provided for. Come on, Jesus. Matthew 7 and 11 says this. If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Did y'all get that? If you, any of you out there who's evil, if Satan can provide to the evil one, know how to give good gifts. You evil and you know how to give good gifts to your children. Even, oh my God, a convict, even a drug dealer. Oh my God. Even a mobster, anybody breaking the laws of the land, anybody breaking the laws of God, they know how to give good gifts to their children, luxury cars and this and that and the other. If they know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will our Father, gracious God, who is in heaven, give good things to us who ask him? Come on, Jesus. Just ask him. Just ask him. Just ask him. I got another one for you. James 4, 1 through 2 says this. What causes quarrels? Where you going with this, Pastor? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Thank you, Lord. God's provisions still work through it all. What causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? Is it not this, that your passions, that thing you're feeling on the inside, your passions are at war within you? You desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and you quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. In other words, you don't have to go to the extreme of sin. You don't have to go to the extreme of taking your brother or your sister's life. You don't have to go to the extreme of arguing. The word of God says, when they come at you, let your word be yea, yea, and nay, nay. You don't quarrel, and you don't quarrel the word of God. You don't argue, because in the midst of arguing, you see, the enemy begins to orchestrate, and he begins to, oh my God, work in your mind, work in your spirit, cause you to come out of the elements of God, step into the elements of his earth, oh my God, and then you find yourself in a fix. You covet and cannot obtain. You want what your sister has, but you can't get it. And you, oh my God, do you not understand that that sister that has what you think you should have, what you think you want to have, do you not understand that that sister, oh God, remembered God's provisions still work? Do you not understand that the same God that provided for her will provide for you? You don't have to covet her husband. You don't have to covet her ministry. You don't have to cover her life. And I'm speaking to the women this morning as well as the men. You don't have to want what God is doing in their life. He says, oh my God, in that scripture, James 4 and 2, it says you covet and cannot obtain. You fight and you quarrel because you can't get it. Then you start foolishness. It says you do not have because you do not ask. And why don't you ask? Let's go there. Why don't you ask God for the things you think you should have? Because you don't have a relationship with God. You need to build your own relationship with God. You can't get to heaven on my journey. Come on. You can't get to where I am because you probably can't even handle the journey he took me through. See, we have to, when we look at where people are in life, we tend to feel like, how did she get there? How did he get there? What were they doing? Well, that person had to first understand their purpose in God in order to be able to take that journey, to be able to go down the streets, the roads, the narrow ways. I promise you, it wasn't a bed of ease. It wasn't a road that was smooth. Sometimes it got rocky. Come on, Jesus. Somebody can attest to this morning. I've been trying with all my might to get my business up, and it's not going. And I look over next door, and somebody else's is just, they just started, and it's just flourishing. It's just running past me. It says, you do not have because you do not ask. Now, I have to tell you, when you ask, you have to be asking in the right spirit. You have to be asking the right one. Amen. And there is but one. One Lord. One faith. One baptism. Oh my God. And then when you ask, you have to remember that you pray this prayer. Lord, let your what? Will be done. Because sometimes we ask some things of God. It's not his will in our life. It's not the best thing for us. We might think it is, but then when we get further down the line, we say, uh-oh. What? Oh, God. Come on, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, thank you this morning. Amen. God's provisions still work, y'all. The very things that you asked him for, that he provided you with, They still work. They're still operable. You don't have to keep going back and say, God, please give me patience. You already gave it to you. Exercise your right to use the provisions that God has given. Exercise your right as a child of God to stand and having an altar to stand. Exercise your right as a child of God to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Exercise your right as a child of God to trust in him with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. Exercise your right as a child of God to understand that the provisions that he gave to your ancestors, to your grandmother, to your mother, exercise the right to understand because they imparted that thing into you as Paul imparted into those people, as Abraham understood. Oh my God, exercise the right to be as obedient as Abraham was and follow God to the end of the earth. Don't say, for God I live and for God I die. Don't say, I trust God with my family. And then when things get rough, you fall apart. You don't know what to do. My family isn't going to make it. You get on your knees. You get before the Lord. If you have to wallow and squalor sometimes, you get in God's face and get in his grace. Amen. Come on. Get in God's face and get in his grace. Things are going rough on the inside. Things are, oh my God, mounting up on the outside. God's provisions still work. When you look back to situations that he's brought you through before, those provisions that he made at that time, they still work. Oh my God. Don't forget who God is. God is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. Seek God. Seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. If my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray. That's your asking right there. God, I need you right now. God, will you provide? God, I know you are a provider. Get on your knees. If my people call by my name, humble themselves and pray. Humble yourselves and pray. Humble yourselves and pray. Bow your head before the Lord. Oh my God, lift your hands and bow your head. It's a sign of surrender. It's a sign of humility. I humble myself before you, Lord. And I pray, oh God, for these people, oh Lord, that need this word this morning, these people, oh God, in this world, this outcast world, oh God, this world that has walked away from you, God, in the name of Jesus, I humble myself before you, Lord. I give up the things of this world to follow you, God. Oh God, my help in ages past. My shelter from the stormy blast. I humble myself before you, Lord, because you are the great creator. You are God. I don't need man, oh God, to prove you. You prove you day after day. Humble yourselves before God. Seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. If you have to turn from yourself, and turn to God. Turn from your wicked ways. Stop being evil. Stop being undercutting. Oh my God. When a brother or sister can't even encourage you without you feeling like it's an agenda, you need to check yourself. God's provisions still work. We are undercutting the Spirit of God. Come on, Jesus. Somebody needs this right here. God's provisions still work. I don't need man's provisions. God will provide. And if God provides through what he uses man to do in my life, God provides. I need y'all to understand the depth of that thing. It is God who I need. It is God and God alone who I need. If I don't need him, I have nothing. I have nothing. God's provisions work for me. And I'm telling you, they'll work for you. God's provisions worked for my mother and my grandmother, and they will work for you. God's provisions, speak it into your life. Humble yourselves. God, I need your provisions for my children. God, I need your provisions in my home and my household. God, I need your provisions in my ministry. God, I need you, Lord, to breathe, to breathe. I need you, Lord, to breathe. I need you to go forward. God's provisions. It's his provisions that still work. He will provide the ram in the bush. He will provide the sacrifice. But you got to be willing to give up the sacrifice, you see. I don't have money to tithe because you haven't given up to God to believe that you can tithe. I don't have it, Pastor, but you haven't believed God to have it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God will provide your husband. God will provide your spouse. God will provide your children. God will provide your job. Thank you, Lord. You've been stuck so long because you're not hearing the true voice of God. You're listening everywhere but to the voice of God. And when it seems like God is going to say no, you cower and you run. You didn't do like Abraham and stay until God provided the ram in the bush. You thought God was going to kill your child. You thought God was going to take that job. So you cowered and you ran and went somewhere else. You did something else. You tried to harp and disrupt and cause disruption and corruption. Before you would just sit, wait, I say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Abraham had to have courage that day. Courage. Paul says, oh my God, not that I seek any gifts, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. That was the 17th verse of that fourth chapter. Not, I don't seek what you're bringing, but I seek the fruit that increases to your credit. See, I'm seeking for God to bring more to you. And when God blesses you, you already blessing me. Oh my God, I'm going to get blessed some more. He says, I receive full. And the 11th verse again says this. Not that I am speaking of being in need, you see. Oh God. God's provisions still work, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I really have. Have you? Have you really become content in the situation that God has you in? I can remember becoming content in so many different ways and so many different aspects of my life, and I gave up and I said, God, okay, it's me and you. It's us. We going forward. Whatever it is you have for me to do, humble yourselves before the Lord. Humble yourselves before the Lord. God, it's me and you. Let's go forward. And then God begin to provide. See, when you seek him first and his righteousness, all things are added to you. Thank you, God, for adding my husband. Thank you, God, for adding my children. Thank you, God, for adding into my child's life. Thank you, God, for providing a home, oh God. Thank you, God. When I became contented in my apartment, when I became contented, God, thank you for providing Section 8 for me. Thank you, Lord. God provided for me to become a homeowner. You see, you got to look at where God is taking you and not worry about where you are. That's what Paul is saying. I've learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low. Sometimes you're going to have to go down to be able to come up. You can't come up if you hadn't been down. Come on. I know how to abound. You see, I know how to go low, but when it's time, I know how to come on up to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. God's provision still works. Why? Because I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Jesus Christ. The way, the truth, and the life. He is the biggest provision that God has given to us. God's provision of Christ, the blood of Jesus over our life, it still works. Stop crying out. Stop crying out to the false gods. Stop crying out. Come on. And stop crying out to people who are not connected with God. I just got to tell you, I don't know where that came from. That's for somebody. I don't care if it's your family member. I don't care if they're not truly, truly connected with God. They got to get themselves connected in order to help you keep your connection. Come on, give God a praise this morning. Amen. God is great and greatly to be praised. And I thank him that I know he will make everything all right this morning. He'll make everything all right. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give him a praise with you this morning. The Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord God is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Thank you, Lord. Yes, we're going to listen a little bit more while we end this thing. Thank you, God. Yes. But while we listen, thank you, God. There's somebody who doesn't know the Lord Jesus and the pardon of their sins. They don't understand who God is. They've heard about him. They want to know him. But I'm here to tell you this morning, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, that you need to come on and give your life to Christ. This is a call for salvation this morning. This is a call for you to be free, because who is free in Christ is free indeed. This is a call for you to answer the call this morning, to give up to God. Romans 10 and 9 says this thing right here. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. We pray that prayer with you this morning. Father, forgive me of my sin. Please, Lord, touch me. Heal me, my sin-sick soul. Oh God, I confess with my mouth. I believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord. And I believe, oh God, that you raised him from the dead. And thus I am saved. Come on, give God a praise for salvation this morning. Yeah. He will make everything all right this morning, y'all. I declare he will. Yes. You know, many times, songs just drop in my spirit, especially the songs of old, the songs I haven't heard in a long time. And when I share them with you, I just want to share them with you, just because they are a blessing to me. Amen. Just because. And if something drops in your spirit that's a blessing to you, share that with me. Amen. I don't mind you sharing it with me. Share it with me. God is great this morning. God is great this morning and greatly to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. All right. All right. He'll make everything all right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. If we've been a blessing to you this morning, we pray that you will consider being a blessing to us. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If this ministry is blessing you, we ask that you go to RhemaCFChurch.com and you bless us. Amen. You can go to the donate page, the donate button there, and God will provide. Amen. Remember that his provisions still work. Don't you give up on God. Don't you do it, because God is not going to give up on us. Amen. He will make everything all right. All right. God will make everything all right. Yeah, he'll make it all right. He'll make everything. He'll make everything. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Yes, God's provisions still work. Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you now for this time with your people. We thank you, Lord. We ask you to bless their homes, their households, their spirit, their mind, oh God. Cover them, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Everything that you have already provided them with, God, remind them that those provisions still work and that you are so great and gracious, oh Lord Jireh, graciousness, oh Lord, that you are going to bless more abundantly. You're going to continue to provide those things that we need. And many times you provide that which we don't, oh God. And we say glory, honor and praise to you, Most High God, remembering this morning, God, that your provisions still work. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. We bless God for you. Until next time. Matter of fact, we'll see you tomorrow morning, 9 for 9. Amen. 9 minutes of prayer, praise, and words of worship, Monday and Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. And we see you again next Sunday at 9:45. Amen. Amen. Mondays and Thursdays. Amen. Thank you, Elder. At 9 o'clock a.m. Is there a word from the Lord? We pray that you receive all that you should get because his provisions still work. Amen. And God bless.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.